Okay, I think this is the weirdest feeling, sitting in a room with three computers and there's no sound. And knowing that I am going to be the sound. Okay, so if you can hear me, please raise your hand. Excellent. How is my audio? How is my audio? I have a new phone service. Nancy? Okay. It's fine. Okay, thank you, Matu. Okay. Raising your hand when I ask a question and I don't say raise your hand is not good. So, just it doesn't answer the question. I didn't ask, is my audio good? No, I asked, how is my audio? To the question, how, yes or no, doesn't answer. Okay, so, as you can see, today's context, I needed to invent it because I feel really, really bad, as in horrible. They say that the fourth day is the worst. I don't know where they say it. Maybe it's the fourth day of a cold, but it seems that the fourth day of whatever it's called, withdrawal symptoms, is really bad. So I have a headache, I have a stomach ache, I have nausea, all my muscles, all my bones, all my ligaments hurt. So, but I have some voice, so all is not lost. And I can connect. I have made remedies today, so I could connect. I did some muscle testing too, so I can connect. All right. So, all right, raise your hand. Let me see if I can feel you. Well, you're not as afraid as you were for the first, for the time when you were getting on. Please don't raise your hand. Thank you. Raising your hand is for one and only one purpose, to answer my question if I ask you to raise your hand and answer the question with that. Okay, so I'm going to close this. So the context I invented for myself to stop thinking that this is going to be horrible, even though it's probably real, be prepared, it's going to be horrible for me. For you, it's your personal preference. I have had webinars when it was horrible for me and everybody loved it. And I have had, I loved the webinar and everybody loved it. So it's not a good measure. But it's going to be however it's going to be. So please don't try to kill me. Thank you. So one of you is toxic. I had a very strong inclination to take you off, but you are toxic nevertheless. You're not able to put attachments, but all your genes want to kill me because I make you wrong. And you don't want to be wrong. Okay. So, I'm just going to very quickly go. Hold a second. You're killing me again. Don't do that, please. I'll remove you without any notice because I don't want anybody to know your name. Okay? All right. So, this is the exact same thing what I had in on the site. This is where I want to continue. Now, raise your hand if you need me to explain why we are doing this. Really? Okay. Okay, so I'm going to explain because enough people are asking. It surprised me because you're supposed to do your homework before you come to a webinar. But obviously you want to hear it from me. Okay, so here's your head, okay? And in some place, and I don't know where it is, It fills somewhere here, or maybe this whole area, is your mind, the storage device, the computer, hard drive that stores everything that you decide that you understand. The mind is in direct connection with the eyes. You can see this, right? And the ears, okay? And even though those are input devices, much like the mouse and the keyboard, there is a translator, a filter here, okay? And the filter only allows through what it knows it can try to fit in, which means that 90 or more percent of what you see or what you hear, you don't know that you see it or you hear it. But that doesn't mean you don't see it or you don't hear it. But if you are trying to approach it with the mind, then it's lost. Raise your hand if you get that. If you are coming from the mind and you are listening with the mind and listen and looking with the mind, then whatever doesn't go through goes into the garbage pile. Which means you don't get it. Okay, the two people that didn't raise their hand are brand new, and I'm not going to stop to explain it because everybody else said they understand, which means I am not going to make this a beginner webinar. If you don't get it, then you didn't get it, okay? Because this is not about you understanding. Now, just those two people that didn't raise their hand, do you know that understanding is the mind? Raise your hand if it's a yes. Okay, Tanya doesn't even know that it's... Okay, Tanya, you may not belong. I may have to... Anyway, so understanding is the mind, which means that you are listening now with the mind, and anything that doesn't fit, you refuse. You refuse to understand, you refuse to hear, you refuse even to acknowledge. Okay? Which means whatever I have said so far is lost to you. That is your... No, it's not just people who didn't raise their hand. People who raised their hand, they raised their hand from their mind. But because you have been with me for a long enough time, your mind has accepted 10% of what I have to say, the part that matches what's in your mind. Some of you have been with me for 5 years, some of you 4 years, 3 years, a long enough time that now it's like piece of cake. Now, this is the tangerine spot, and if you manage to get into a different mode, there's the mind mode, when you listen through the mind and listen to what you already know, you listen to true or false, you listen, I like it, I don't like it, you listen to, is this threatening or is it not threatening? Do you hear the 10,000-year-old mind, right? Is she talking about me? Blah, 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 right? So you see that... I forgot what I wanted to say because somebody just popped on. That's why I don't like latecomers. They disrupt, not the webinar, they disrupt me. So from now on, if you can't come on time, please don't come. Just don't bother. Okay, so I'm going to try to get back so that I can and recapture what the heck I was talking about. Oh, so how the mind listens. The mind listens for fit. It listens for fit. So if you would do yourself a favor and kind of fit the two hands together so that the fingers intertwine. That is how the mind works. It listens for fit. And if it doesn't fit, it rejects it. It can reject it in two ways. It can say it's wrong, but it heard it. And from that point on, it's wrong for you. And the other is it rejects it as in the filter, and it won't go through. Now, 100% of the world is, let me put it this way. If consciousness knew 100% of your world, then you would be intelligent. But because your mind knows 100% of what it knows, which is 10% of what you listen to and paid attention to, another latecomer, Okay, Harsh, if you come again and late, I'm going to remove you. Same with everybody else. Don't come late, please. It doesn't work for me. If you can't come on time, then how you do anything is how you do everything. You miss life. Oh, you missed it. Anyway, so let's say these are, I'm making dots here if you can see it. I don't know if it's big enough on your end, okay? And these are all information. And 10% of it, the mind is willing to accommodate. Only the 10% that fits. Either fits by saying yes or fits by saying no. But it accommodates it. It goes through the filter. But an awful lot of information that's here gets filtered out. And it would be good to know, but the mind doesn't know that, and it doesn't care. It just doesn't care. Okay? Now, you mostly like the things that are not true and not complete. Why? I don't know. So we could say that almost 100% of what's in your mind is bullshit. Okay? It's bullshit by virtue of not being complete, bullshit by virtue of being absolutely and positively wrong. And how intelligent can you be? Raise your hand if that makes you intelligent. Raise your hand if you actually kind of get that that makes you kind of stupid. Okay, if you double click on the hand, it lowers it. Now I do see it flickered, but I don't know if you lowered it because you changed your mind or you lowered it because you don't know how to use the computer. Anyway, but if you raise your hand, then that was the answer. It makes you stupid. And low vibration. Because then you interact with the world as if it was what's in your mind. You believe bullshit and you don't believe truth. You engage with the irrelevant and ignore the relevant. In money area, they say dollar fool and penny wise. Okay? Very stupid. All right. So now, the technique of the theta mode of operating. I'm going to name it until I fall in love with one. I don't like any of it right now. Theta mode of operating doesn't sound good, okay? It has to roll down and sound good. It has to sound like a Hungarian word, lenolaj, okay? It's linseed oil, okay? But it doesn't mean anything, but it sounds good. It rolls off the tongue. So when you are in theta mode, then you are not aiming to the mind, and therefore the filters don't matter. The mind doesn't engage, or if it engages somewhat, it's not the only thing that hears. So when you listen through Theta mode, then the huge, and I don't know where it's located, consciousness. Okay, so I'm just going to say the whole head. I am not even sure if it has anything to do with the head, because it feels like it's not in the head. But it probably is. I mean, where else would it be? So when you listen through Theta, you are in Theta mode, and you listen or hear or read, then you either completely disengage the filter, or in addition to the filter, to the mind, your consciousness hears it. If the consciousness hears it, then you, every single moment that you engage with reality and you are in Theta mode, you are getting more intelligent. Now, if you're sitting with your eyes closed in meditation, then you're not going to get smarter and not going to get more intelligent. Okay? The consciousness needs to see. It needs to hear. Everybody has, that's one of the false beliefs that people have and store in their mind, that consciousness already knows everything. Raise your hand if that's what you believe, that consciousness already knows everything. To the rest of you. Okay, now I'm going to ask ask you if you are lying. Okay? So raise your hand if you are lying. Because that's what everybody teaches. So don't go to your mind and say that's what Sophie wants to hear. Go what you really truly believe. Consciousness knows it, and if I could just connect to my consciousness, I would know everything. Raise your hand if you were lying. You're holding your breath. Stop holding your breath and tell the truth. Thank you. So at least half of the people told the truth. Thank you. I know it's really... One of the reasons people are afraid to come to the webinars, because here I'm going to tell the truth about you and you don't want to know. Now, it's not your fault. It's not personal. It's the genes don't want to know. The genes are not interested in anything new. Sounds like you, right? You're really not interested in anything new. And then you have the good idea and they try to go for something new. But really, the genes win out every time until you go through an epigenetic shift. Epigenetic shift means that your genes actually change. Now, epigenetic shift, so far, how it muscle tests is that it's not inheritable, which means it is at your place. Most of you are not in childbearing age anyway. It dies with you, if that makes any sense. But if it happens often enough and large numbers enough, then just like with when some sports record is broken and everybody, some record that has been held for a long time, everybody can go for it and break it, because it is do you believe it or not? I think that in climbing the Mount Everest for 1,000 years, nobody could do it, and suddenly somebody did it, and since then it's like a piece of cake. So it's a phenomenon that's all over, and there are lots of examples to it. I just read quite a few today. And so this height works. It, suddenly that barrier is broken. That's the nature of reality. It's weird, right? Anyway, so can anybody recite what I said? That what we are going to learn here? Raise your hand if you can. I am curious. Okay, Tanya, go for it. No audio. Okay, I'm muting you. Okay, so what I said, I'm going to repeat it. What I said is if you listen through the mind, as you have been, then you are going to get 10% of reality, and even that is going to be divided 50-50. I like it, I don't like it, I agree, I don't agree, true or false, okay? Which means it's not going to just be gotten like, oh, that's how it is. It's going to be evaluated, right and wrong. You are not going to be able to look at the weather and not say, that's good. It's kind of sunny here. Oh, that's good. No, it's just sunny. So depending where you listen from, you can just observe things and not have to have the emotional investment that comes with, that's wrong. Oh, I read something really, really funny. I'm somewhere on the internet. It says, New Yorkers are very busy, so it has to rain on Sunday. Raise your hand if you think that's hilariously funny. No? Okay. All right, so I have a weird sense of humor, or you didn't hear me. Okay. I think that is the funniest thing I've heard in, I don't know, years. Okay, so what we are going to learn is to find your tangerine spot and enter theta mode. Okay? So this is tangerine spot. This is the top of your head. This is your nose, okay? These are your ears. So it is fully behind your line of ears and almost falls off the top of your head. So if you look here, it's from here to here. The diameter of it is about, I don't know. I'm an architect and I should be able to know, but it's like 5, 6, 7 centimeters, 2.5 inches, okay? And the way you find it is, let me just click out of here and go to the, where is it? Back. All right. So the way you, it was in the video. So the way you find it is you slap your hand on your head and you nudge it backwards until the thumb falls off. So please do that. You don't have to close your eyes. Actually, I don't want you to close your eyes. Do it with the hand that is not using the mouth so that you can raise your hand or do other things on the computer. Okay, please hold your neck loose. If your back hurts, that's not my back. Is it my back? No, it's not my back. If your back hurts, then you are... And suddenly her left arm is like hurting. Oy, oy, oy. Who is that? Raise your hand if that's you. That's not anxiety. Oh, okay. All right, so eyes need to be open. Why? Because eventually I want you to be able to live that way. Now, put your attention, keep your hand there. Your palm needs to be against the tangerine spot. It's the size of the tangerine spot, and it needs to be against the tangerine spot. and with your attention, you need to press against the hand. Your attention is actually a physical force. You can feel it in the lots of nerve endings in your palm that you are pushing against it. Okay, please do it now. I'm going to check one by one if you actually did that. No volume when you don't have sound. That's your problem. Anybody else doesn't have sound? Okay. All right. So I'm going to do it in alphabetical order. I don't know Doriana at all. I have no idea who she is. She's never participated in anything. I muscle tested everybody and removed a lot of people who I don't want to be on the webinar before the webinar started. Doriana, press against your tension spot so that I can feel it. Your thumb is not falling off. Your hand is too much in the middle of the head, so go a little bit backwards. Okay, and press now. Okay, that's the right place. And push with your attention. Okay, if your eyes are moving, then you are not using your attention. You are using your eyes or your imagination. The attention, that's why I have this picture. The attention comes from here. This is, okay, here, from the spine. So there are two ways to do it. You go straight up or you go as the spine curves. Either way, you're going to get, I didn't draw it correctly, but it should get here, okay? And then it has energy. Your imagination doesn't. And your imagination is connected to your mind. Your eyes are connected to your mind. Your inner eyes are connected to your mind. That's why all the visualization exercises that other gurus give you are strengthening your mind and your stupidity. Don't hate me, okay? It's not my fault. Okay, so find the spot in your back and gently push it up until it pushes against your tangerine spot. If you have learned how to connect, then it's easy for you because that is the first step of connection. All right, Doriana, you are still moving your eyes, don't. If you need to put the other end against your eyeballs through your eyelids, of course, close your eye and do it with the attention. Okay. Until you were using both, okay? So until you can just use your attention, through the back energy, you are going to not be able to do things because you need your eyes for something else. So you're not going to be able to walk, you're not going to be able to eat, you're not going to be able to read. So your particular job is to practice releasing your eyes. It's going to feel like you're jumping off whatever they call this, that you jump into the water, okay? It's going to make you afraid because that's the only way to know how to be through the eyes, through the mind, okay? All right, Jennifer. Okay, same thing. So your tangerine spot is buzzing satisfyingly. Am I correct? Raise your hand if I am, because sometimes, good. But you're still moving your eyes. Okay? So same instructions as to Doriana. You need to be able to release the eyes. That's why I wanted you to do it with eyes open, because it's hard to turn the eyes inward when the eyes are open. Okay? Let me check John. Don't hold your breath, please. Let go, let go. You're still holding it? Still holding it? Good. Very afraid. Very interesting. Okay, so your whole self, he can't hear me, lost his connection. Okay, so I'm going, can you hear me now? Raise your hand, John. Can you hear me now? Yes, good. All right, so your whole self was probably because you were disconnected and couldn't hear me in your nose, face area, which is you equate, that's who you are, okay? So do it now. Okay, so it's not working. So it's going to be the hardest for you. I'm not going to abandon you. Just want to go through the first step with everybody. Okay? It's going to be hard because you have too much energy vested in how it is. It's okay. No, nothing wrong. In a weird way, genetically, or from the point of view of the genes, that would be a plus. We are fighting against the genes, guys. The genes want you to stay the same. It's an evolutionary, stable strategy to be run by the mind and be stupid. It is. I don't like it either. All right. All right, Catherine. Just settle into it. However it is, you have time. This is not the last chance. And it says nothing relevant about you. It is just where you are now. It doesn't say anything. It's like an evolutionary jump. Once you get it, you can't not get it. Okay. So your pressure is towards the middle of the head, so you have to slide the hand a little bit backwards so that the thumb falls off in the back. Okay, your arms were retired. That's one of the reasons. Okay, so raise your arm, shake it out, and put it back. The best way to do it is slap it. I don't know why, but it's very satisfying. It's almost like the click when something really closes. Okay, a little bit backwards. Okay. And now the attention. And there you go. Your eyes are still moving, so same instructions. You need to not think that the eyes are doing anything. The eyes actually stay completely on a different circuit, energy circuit. The eyes don't even know that you are connected to Theta. If they did, then the mind would call the shot. And the mind doesn't like to go anywhere. It hasn't gone yet. So it will look in the narrow. I already know it's safe area. Okay? So that's why the I needs to be disconnected, so that the mind doesn't know you're doing this. The buzzing is strong, excellent, and the eyes are not moving. Excellent, you got it. Okay, so that's how to do it. Oh, you don't like compliments. Now you got scared. Oh, that's very interesting. All right, you can go and do your goat thing. I'm going to record. I'm recording this, okay? Hopefully. All right, go, Catherine, please. And, all right, not kicking you out. Just want to help. Accommodating. You see how words really matter? They really matter. All right, Mata. You're completely and totally in your face, okay? So you're nowhere near the tangerine spot. Are your eyes open? Raise your hand. Okay, close your eyes for a second. I'm talking to Mata. Everybody can do it, but I'm talking specifically to Mata. Close your eyes, and your tangerine spot lit up. So you have practiced closed eye connection too much. I mean, not too much, but you can only do it with the eyes closed. It's about as valuable as not knowing to do it. Because unless it is available to you outside of closed eyes, as you can see in your life, it's really not guiding you. Okay, open your eyes. And it immediately pulled you towards. So the same thing. It didn't take you out of connection. It just split you. Okay? It split you between mind and theta. So your practice is to pull back the energy from the eye and the mind and just be in theta. How long is it going to take? I don't know, weeks, months? Don't expect fast results. It's not normal for a human to be that. I mean, literally, it's not normal, okay? The next person who I know that can do it the longest is the CEO of an educational corporation. Because he learns through photo reading. Photo reading uses theta. Okay, that's where I learned it. But as it turns out, I was always in theta mode all my life. I was never in mind mode. That's the problem. That I am trying to teach something that I didn't have to learn. Okay, Miko. What's the worst thing that can happen if you don't succeed? Don't be greedy for it. Please, let go. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what I say. It doesn't matter whether you succeed or not. But greed does matter because it immediately disrupts you. You can't be in greed and in theta mode. Oh, I know, your thing is buzzing, but you're not in theta mode because the greed hijacks you. Nice. Okay, you released it. I don't think I have ever experienced anybody being able to... Oh, it's back. Okay. So just know that the greed is one of the strongest things that you deal with, and it's your enemy. Okay, and your forehead lit up, which is mind. Eyes open. Okay, so this is valuable. So I'm glad that I said something and you went into thinking about it. That's what happened, right? Raise your hand. Yeah. So the moment you go and think about it, you're not in theta. The state of theta is like woo, okay? No going, you hear something and you have to think about it. It just gets in and gets incorporated into the world. The moment you go think about it, you go to your mind. Not your real thinking brain, no. You can actually do mathematics and things like that and be in theta, but that's not what you were doing. You went to think about what I said. And the mind said, is that an insult? Is that a compliment? Is that going to be a problem? Right? All the survival questions. And your throat shut down. So you need to pay attention to your throat almost more than anything else, because that fear, it's a cross between fear and greed. You have to. You live like you have to be in a particular way. You have to be accepted. You have to shine. You have to all that bullshit, okay? Which is not true and gives you no freedom. If you're not happy, now you know why. But your throat is the giveaway. You will notice your throat much more readily than that you went to your mind. Raise your hand if you got that. No reason to grieve. I feel the grief. There's no reason to grieve. There's nothing wrong. Everybody has a machine. But everybody has a slightly different bend to the machine. What is my trigger? Oh, mine is when I caught it today, contempt. And what the mind says, so it's very interesting, the reason for contempt, Jennifer, really listen. The reason for contempt, because the mind has a mistaken assumption that other people are like dirty water that will make you dirty. I caught it today. Somebody ordered remedies and told me how she's going to use it. And it's absolutely and totally moronic. And the person has been buying stuff for me for like 4 years, and she either didn't understand what's written or didn't understand. And I didn't want to do the work. And I thought I am just like being aristocratic and don't want to do the work, and it's below me to do labels and envelope and all that bullshit. No, but it took me quite a while to distill it, is that I am afraid that it's infectious and I'm going to be stupid like her. Now, I'm not proud of it. That's how my bend is. Your soul correction is, we could say, is your bend. Your machine's bend. So that's my machine's bend. Doesn't mean I'm better. Even if you are sick, let's say you would have an infectious disease and you would visit somebody at the hospital and they would have the same, you still wouldn't want to kiss them. You know? Or you wouldn't want to use somebody else's toothbrush. Just no way, no. echo. Did you get that? Raise your hand. Good, thank you. Your throat engaged again. That's all you want to work with for a while, your throat. You connect really well, okay, to your tangerine spot. But the throat, you see, what I'm trying to explain, if the mind and the theta mode work at the same time, the mind is going to hijack. It's going to allow you to look only at places that it already knows and all that. And the goal is, I'm going to draw again. The goal is, where is my pen? The goal is that you see the world as widely as you can, instead of being stuck in the narrow cone that you know or that you don't know that you don't know. That's the two areas. I am good here, and I should change here. That's where you live. Some people live here more, like Jennifer lives here more. I should change. And some people live here more. But that's your cone of vision. And that means that none of the wisdom that's available from seeing different stuff is available to you. Okay, let me just drink some tea. No milk, just tea. Bitter is bitter. All right, Nancy. Fred. Okay, so your enemy is fear. Don't try to do anything. Just put your attention on the fear. It's in the chest, goes from underarm to underarm. Okay. And it released. Good. Excellent. So, tangerine spot. Okay, take your hand off. Shake it out. And put it back on your head. Okay, your jaw locked. Your face is hurting. Wow. Okay. Go backwards. We are not talking about the crown chakra. Everybody talks about the crown chakra. Why? Because they don't know their astral hole in the ground. They don't know. The crown chakra doesn't do anything. That's not how you connect. You connect through the tangerine spot. Okay. Your throat is closing. It's not working. All right, shake it off. Shake your head. Shake your, release your shoulders. Limber up, limber up, limber up. You can even do that with your mouth. It's okay. Hope nobody's watching you because they're going to think that you went berserk. And put your hand on the head. Nudge it backwards so that this thumb falls off. And press. Now press against it with the attention that comes from the spine. Good. Good. Excellent. And the eyes are not moving either. Okay. So that's how to do it, okay? So, everybody, don't just sit there waiting for me and half an hour your hand is on your head and you can't feel your shoulders. That's not a good idea, okay? So when I am, the two other people, Sheila and Tanya, just shake yourself out. Excellent, Nancy. You did it. You had to go through whatever you had to go through. That's how it is. By the way, I wake up and I have to go, listen up, I have to go through what I have to go through to be able to energize my water. Okay? I have to limber up, I have to cough, I have to sneeze, I have to shake myself, okay? And breathe some more, and breathe some more, and stand on both legs. And I know when I am ready, okay? There's a drop, like, oh, I release, okay? So, don't think that you are better than me. You shouldn't, it's like an erection. Even if you're a girl, you should kind of understand this, that everybody's a girl. No, I'm sorry, Miko is a boy. And John is a boy, sorry. So, an erection, it doesn't just pop up. No, it takes its time. Okay? It first checks if the weather is good or I don't know what it's doing. Okay? So you actually really need to get ready. Getting ready, by the way, is one of the most useful distinctions because people are stuck, I'm not ready. Or they are stuck, I'm ready. Well, both are like very similar to right and wrong, right? True and false, good and bad. No, but you could be getting ready. And that means then you can locate yourself on the map. And you're okay. And you are where you are, getting ready. It's a very, very nurturing distinction. Why is it a distinction? Well, you can distinguish it from everything else. Getting ready is an active state. You are getting ready. You are actively getting ready. If you are just like a limp dick, to stay with the example, you are not getting ready, okay? You are not even not ready. You are just not even on the map. Being on the map is a good state. All right, Sheila. Are you doing anything? Because like the front of the head, not the face, but the front part of the skull is tense, but I don't feel your hand and I don't feel your tangerine spot. So are you doing anything? Are you here? Can you hear? Are you in this game or are you doing your own thing? You are in the game? Well, okay. And you're pressing the hand, I feel it. It needs to go a little bit backwards. There is a bone, okay? So if I feel that bone is pressed, then you are not on the tangerine spot. It's the edge between the mind and the tangerine spot. A little bit more, like half an inch. Okay, good. Don't hold your breath. I don't know what's pulsating. Is it your eyes? Yeah, it's going like a old time clock. Okay, and now send up the energy from the spine and press some more. Okay, I feel the press and no buzz. Why are you pressing on that bone that's between the mind and the... You are sending the energy to the wrong place. It is much, much further, at least an inch and a half further than where you are sending it. My drawing was wrong, okay? The tangerine... Open your eyes are open. I don't know if you are open or not. So the tangerine spot is here, and you are pressing here. That's the wrong place. Okay, it's not working. Sheila, do you have a microphone? Why is it not working?
I feel like I'm too far back. Like I'm on the back of my head.
No, but your hand can be in the back of your head, but the energy isn't. Or you are thinking, and that's what I feel. So if you're thinking, you can't do it. It's like you can't. Sorry, all these bathroom examples come up. Sorry. Okay, now you can't think and be in tangerine at the same time.
Obviously, you're talking and you're there all the time. So.
No, I'm not speaking from the mind. Never do. Never did. Can't. That's why I am looking for words, because I am not speaking from the mind. If I spoke from the mind, the words would flow. People who are the most... that's one of the reasons I probably feel stupid too. Eloquent. People who are the most eloquent are totally mind people. So gurus who are very eloquent, Osho, when he talks, never stumbles on his words, which means he's speaking from the mind. Okay. Further back? Okay, now it's buzzing. Okay, now your job is to look at the screen and keep the buzzing on. That is going to be the challenge, right? You need to be able to see what you see, focus on it even, and keep the tata on. You see that's why it's going to take a long time. I am studying a book that is about training, doing the right exercises so that you can learn something and break the barrier. I just started the book, so it's going to take a while before I actually know what I'm doing. But each and every one of you has to practice something different, which means don't try to... Okay. Okay. Tanya, I haven't done you yet, but I need to say it now because I know it now. So everybody will have an inclination to do the whole thing and try to fly before they can crawl, okay? It's like the way you play golf. You take a golf club and you whack the ball. That's what you would do because you don't know anything about mastery. And if you continue, or pick up a guitar and do that, okay? Or any other instrument, okay? You just do whatever you do, and you hope that eventually you are going to be good. Same thing about driving. You are a bad driver. Why? Because you never took it to mastery. You have been driving as poorly as you were 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 30 years ago. Why? Because you don't know how to become masterful. Because you can't get masterful doing the same thing, the whole piece of music or the whole playing guitar or playing golf or playing tennis. Okay? You can't. You can't get better. You're going to plateau at amateur hour. Okay? So to go, I didn't know it yesterday, who knows. The whole thing is to develop practices that go towards mastery. So if you're going to do what Mata has been doing, connecting for 5 years the exact same way and feeling that she's really good, okay? But her life isn't showing it, you know? Which means you are an amateur connector. Because certain things she never practiced. But you have to practice it separately. And you have to pay attention and to what degree you get better. And you have to have a goal for every session that you practice. So if your job is, for instance, Miko, to let go of the throat, okay, then that's the only thing that you practice. That's the only thing, letting go. Now, you want to let go of the throat connected. You want to get let go of the throat unconnected. You just want to master your throat. Or for Nancy, the fear, right? Right, let me mute Sheila and let me go to Tanya. I didn't want to open your line. Sorry. Okay, you can't force that tension in your chest to go away. You can allow it. Not allow to go away. That's another agenda. No, just allow it. Look, okay. F it. I'm scared. No big deal. By the way, your audio is working now. Okay. You went immediately to your mind. You understand? You do most of the thinking in your temples. Everybody kind of does it differently. I don't know why. You have probably a different question. And you went into the back of your head. Nothing but the tendrils, but yes. And the throat, and the chest bone, and fear. And the shoulders got tight. Nausea, nice. Thirsty. Another attack of nausea was slightly different. Okay, you're not ready yet, okay? You are getting ready. You just started and you are in a bad place because you just joined a program yesterday that you're not sure about. So give yourself some slack, cut yourself some slack, which means don't knock me, don't knock yourself. Okay, let me hear your voice. Tanya? If you don't talk, I won't hear you. Okay, Jennifer, bye. All right, so the instructive part is done, and I'm going to open it up for questions. So raise your hand if you want to talk. There are 7 people still, so I can't really open the line. If you have any questions, like what you need to practice or what's the story, let me find out about the Doriana person. Doriana, you are muted on your end, but talk to me. Who are you?
Good morning. Who am I?
Yeah, who are you?
I'm the Fountain of Youth Coach.
You what?
I'm the Fountain of Youth Coach.
Fountain of Youth Coach. What does that mean? What is Fountain of Youth? You invented it or learned it somewhere?
Excuse me?
You invented it or you learned it somewhere? I kind of remember seeing your site.
Uh-huh. So
what did you buy? You asked me your vibration?
No. I just get your... your emails.
Oh, then there must be some other Fountain of Youth coach that I checked out. Okay.
So I have a question. The tangerine point, is that the seat of Theta? Is that what the purpose of this is?
Okay, so you didn't read my articles, right?
Correct. Not recently. I read something quite a while ago.
Okay, so the tangerine spot. So the tangerine spot is how you connect to all of it. And there are three levels of connecting. The first level is when you just make that tangerine spot buzz. That's theta mode. You need to stay in theta mode and push up the tangerine spot above your head. I'll draw it. And then you are... then you are connected to source on the second level, and then you can push it up even more, and then you I don't know anybody who can do it, but I can, and that's where I have to go when I need to download energies. Okay?
Uh-huh.
Was that clear?
Yes.
Okay. Any other questions? Any reason you came today?
I was interested in what you had to say about Theta. That seemed to be the reason for this. So came to check you out and see what I could.
What do you know about Theta?
Well, I've studied Theta for a long time.
What do you mean, studied?
Well, I was into theta healing many years ago.
I haven't found any theta healer that actually entered theta so far.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
So, and mainly because the way Vyana teaches it is not how she does it.
Uh-huh. Okay.
You know, what happened is that I was showing the video on YouTube to Guy, and I put the headset to listen on his head, and I just watched what she was doing. And because I wasn't listening to the bullshit that she was saying, I could actually feel, I'm an empath, you know that. I could feel exactly what she was doing, and I immediately entered Theta. I mean, not just entered Theta, but I actually connected. So Vyana does connect, but her students or her teachers don't.
Uh-huh. So, yeah, I've been seeking to learn about the different brainwave states many, many, many years ago. I attempted to use... instrumentation to try and discover that, but that didn't really work. I took the photo reading course, and when I took it, they were saying that you entered alpha with what the...
Oh, it doesn't matter what they say. It doesn't matter what they say. They tell you to put that tangerine on your head, don't you? Don't they?
No, it was more like doing books and...
No. I did the course. I did the course, but most people do the course with some instructor, some small local course, and instructors say whatever they goddamn want, and most of it is bullshit. So I got lucky. Because I also have the recorded, the CDs from the originator,
uh-huh.
And both of them said tangerine. So, by the way, that's where my whole thing comes in, the name tangerine spot.
Okay. Well, it was 20 years ago when I took the course, and I didn't really get anything out of it.
Yeah, obviously. But now you would, because you actually did manage to activate your tangerine spot. Okay, so you can go back to it and actually read with it.
Okay.
Okay, all right. So enough of you. Thank you. Interesting. I normally don't talk to people that I don't know. All right, anybody else wants to know something? Was this useful for people who were not Doriana? Raise your hand if it was. My conversation with her? Okay, so it wasn't wasted. Okay, so I was a little worried that it's not useful for you. Okay. No, Brent Phillips doesn't. Okay? Brent Phillips learned from Sheila asked that question. He learned from Vayana, and Vayana, or whatever her name is, doesn't know how to teach it. She doesn't know what she's doing. That is the biggest issue for a teacher. If they know how to do it because they never had to learn it, they don't know how to teach it. They don't know how to translate it, and that is the biggest issue. So I'm very grateful to having a history, watching that video without audio and having done the photo reading, because the two together created a teachability, something I can teach, because you can actually do what I do, except for the energies, because you don't have that kind of connection. Therefore, you can use it, because it's very important. Okay, anybody else has a question? You're welcome. No questions? It wasn't as horrible as I thought. Raise your hand if you think it was horrible. No? It wasn't very good either. But it wasn't horrible. We did cover some ground. Tanya, did you come out? Maybe I can take you there. I don't have to unmute you. All right. So, hand on the tangerine spot. Your whole neck hurts. You're panting. Hardly any breath. Fear in the chest. Okay, you're not ready. Is it okay with you? I'm going to do several calls. Thank you. I'm going to do several calls until you are going to report back to me that you can actually read. That is going to be the biggest. Read, watch a TV show or a movie. And what else do you want? And listen to my students. Listen to Ty Lopez and allow it to wash through you like a shower. Well, that's what it does. Okay. So when you are not connected to the mind as you are listening or reading or watching, it washes through you, washes over you, which means instead of the arrows that are shot into your mind that you have to think about, and you think about, and your eye is reading on, but you don't understand a word, or you get hooked, or it's not true, or all that the mind does, it washes over you. So instead of getting drips and drips and here and there, it's like an avalanche. It's not unpleasant. It's actually really pleasant. And then everything that you will do, everything that you do in theta state is mind expanding. It's going to inform consciousness about a lot of stuff. Movies are going to be a tool to know people or to know the world or to know yourself. You are going to be able to look at the weather and not have an opinion. You are going to be able to look at your inner state, like your emotions or your fears or your insufficiency or your self-righteousness or your arrogance, and say, oh, interesting. Okay? So that's the goal. Because as long as you stay the way you are serving only the selfish gene that is only interested in two things. You procreating. Nookie, nookie, little Johns and little Dorianas, okay? And kill everybody else. So only you have children. That's what your selfish genes do. And the other one is worry about your survival. And you only want to survive yourself and your offspring. Not a lovely life. Oh, I want to say one more thing, guys. Really important. I just looked at Nancy and it reminded me. So the reason I republished that nobody is a prophet in their own land article, because you are in danger of being stopped and pulled off track by other people. So other people, just like you, are vehicles for the selfish genes. And they are not interested in you, not interested in your well-being, not interested in your happiness, not interested in you becoming a human being. They are not. They are only interested in what the selfish gene is interested in. And they are going to attack you if you open your mouth. So don't share with the closest people. You can share with strangers, but not with your family. Please don't do that. Don't. If I shared with my family, I would be dead. Pulled off, killed, because they are not interested. If it sounds to them that they are ahead of them, they want to kill you. If it sounds to them that you are going to spend their money that they want to take from you, or their attention or whatever, they are going to kill you. So you don't want to do that. You want to be intelligent. And chatterboxes are not intelligent. So please don't do that. Raise your hand if you think this applied to you. Nobody else sees your hand, only I do. Nobody else? Okay. I have paid the price, so I know what I'm talking about. Please don't do that. And just to be able to be a person without interference from others. All right, guys. Thank you. I'm going to open everybody's line so that you can say thank you if you want to. Or F you if you want to. It's okay. I can hear it.
Okay.
All right, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, I think the next session I'm going to do it on a weekday at 4 p.m. or maybe even a little later because there are people who can't make this. Okay, guys?
Okay.
All right. Thanks. Bye.
Thank you.
Okay,
bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.